This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to them. Chris Perkins used to be all night, then it became midnight. Now we're not sure. From the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, Perk, good morning, man. How you doing?
Joe, I'm like brunch now, man. I can't, you know, I don't even know if I can make it past dinner nowadays, man. I'm like brunch now.
You're starting to talk like my hours, man. 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and I'm struggling to stay awake, man. You're right.
That's right.
Damn, Perk.
It gets to you, man.
Oh, boy.
Age catches up to you.
It's undefeated. Hey, Perk, so we got all kinds of stuff going. Let's start with this Joey Bosa stuff. Makes sense. I'm guessing if he's coming home, you know, if it's going to be on the cheap after his injuries and everything, he's made a lot of money, it would make sense that he'd want to stay home. But I got to ask you, because Joey Bosa can be really good if he stays healthy, do we have enough there? Don't we have a lot of other needs for every dollar at this point? Or do you take Joey Bosa if you can get him on the right contract?
Boy, Joe, it's a tough one, you know, because you can never have too many quality edge rushers. And, you know, if they're interested in Bosa, strongly interested, it kind of tells me they're not sure what's going to happen with Chubb coming off of the knee injury. They're not sure what's going to happen with Jalen Phillips coming off of the Achilles and the knee and playing on his fifth-year option. You know, maybe Bosa sticks around for next year. So you don't know if he's going to continue how he finished the season, because remember, now everybody is going to have more tape on him. So Bosa to me is a luxury. He's not a need. I would like to see the Dolphins, whether they get Bosa or not, and I'm not strongly in favor of it. I wouldn't be big time opposed to it. I think it should be a back burner move. Joe, I think you need some situational help, and meaning you need a big physical running back and you need a big physical receiver. This offense struggled in short yardage, third and one, red zone, goal line. So I would try to address those things before I address edge rusher, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, to your point, I think we've all been saying this. They have a lot of needs on this team. I mean, we're looking at two safeties, two guards, a corner, a cover corner on the outside.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of needs. Another tight end, as you said, a couple of running backs, and probably like to get a bigger running back. I want to ask you about the quarterback situation. I happen to think we kind of forget about it because we get going on the team, but somebody, we got to get somebody to go that can win games if Tua goes down, because he's gone down a lot. He missed six games last year. Two names I hear, Mariota, and now Zach Wilson's name has popped up. You like one of those names, or is there somebody else that realistically that's not thinking they're going to be a starter that can you get?
I like Mariota. You know, I like the element that his legs would add. I know he's up there in age, but you need somebody with some wheels back there, Joe. You know, we don't know what this offensive line is going to look like. And by the way, and can we get something straight here, Joe? When we say fix the offensive line, we mean left guard and right guard, right? Let's not assume all five of them. You're okay at center. You're okay at left tackle. You're okay at right tackle. We're talking about the two guard positions who, quite honestly, I think have been scapegoated. But anyway, at backup quarterback, I like Mariota. Jimmy Garoppolo, his name has come up. He's still a little too injury prone for me. I could go for Zach Wilson, but I want somebody ideally who has consistently won a few games in this league as opposed to one of these former first-round picks who's on the rebound like Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or one of those guys. I'm going for the older veteran guy, and Marcus Mariota is at the top of my list there, Joe.
Did you thought the guard play was okay last year? You thought they got too much?
No.
You thought they got too much heat?
Here's what I think. I think your big problem with your offense is that your big three don't come through. And so in the last 2 years, Joe, you know where I'm going with this. These guys are 2-10 against playoff teams. In those 12 games, Tua has 15 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. That's not good. And in those same 12 games in the last 2 years against playoff teams, neither Tyreek nor Jalen Waddle have a 100-yard receiving game. Two new guards are not going to fix Tua, Tyreek, or Waddle, Joe. That's your big problem with the offense is these guys get shut down in the big games. Two new guards is not going to fix that. You've got to figure out how to get those guys going in the big games. Then you can talk about getting a home playoff game, winning a playoff game, and advancing in the playoffs.
Well, we'll get into all that. That's, by the way, good point, but I counter with the running game last year. Went through about a month and a half where it was as bad as anybody's in the NFL, and he can't run short yardage, and now you're throwing bubbles outside and trying anything to get a catch and with some blocks outside instead of being able to run inside. But I agree. We don't get enough out of those three guys. We're paying – and by the way, Jalen Waddle, he looks like – I always used to say look like a number one receiver. He looks like a number two receiver, and we got to get him back more productive. I know we've talked a lot about the whole Tyreek thing. And by the way, would you trade Tyreek or do you keep him?
Oh, no, I'm keeping Tyreek. Now, look, Tyreek can be a knucklehead, but he remains the best player on your team. Offense, defense, whatever. He remains the focal point of your offense. He remains the best hope that your offense has. You've got to figure out a way. To me, if you get that power running back and you get that situational receiver, the guy you can throw to in third and one or just throw the ball up, a big target, that's going to help your offense tremendously. So that's two things you need to get this offseason, whether through the draft or through free agency. You probably do need another inline tight end. But I'll say this also, Joe, just looking big picture at free agency, I know you have a lot of needs, but it might not be as dire as you think. So consider it like this. You need interior defensive line help. You can bring Deshaun Hand back. I don't know whether Calais, returns, but you can bring Deshaun Hand and Benito Jones back. That's not an upgrade, but it gets you through the season. At inside linebacker, you can bring Terrell Dodson back and maybe Anthony Walker Jr. Again, not an upgrade, but it gets you through the season, and you can focus on other things like the two guards, the two safeties, the backup quarterback. Joe, to me, before you go into this offseason, you need to know what are you trying to accomplish. So the last two offseasons, you're going all out trying to win a Super Bowl. You're bringing on 30-somethings, all of that stuff. To me, this offseason, you're trying to set up for one final run in 2026 with this core of Tua and Tyreek and Waddle and Jalen Ramsey. I'm not sure how many of these guys are going to be here past 2026. So this year, to me, you want to get in the playoffs, definitely win a playoff game so you set the stage for your Super Bowl run next year. So when you're talking about getting guys like Bosa, who's going to be 30 in July, if he's going to be here for 2026 and be part of that Super Bowl run, okay. If not, I'm not too sure that I'm interested in a 30-year-old with an injury history, because I'm not sure he's going to help us make our Super Bowl run in 2026. By the way, that's the same problem I see with Teron Armstead. He's not going to be here in 2026. If he comes back as a reserve, I'll take him. If not, I've got a real, real tough decision. I need him. He's my best offensive lineman, and he's great for culture. But again, I'm preparing for my 2026 Super Bowl run with this offseason and this season.
You know what? You're jumping ahead of yourself, already talking Super Bowl in 2026, man. You need to cut it back. You need to cut it back to a playoff win. We've already had this discussion this morning here on where you're going on that. Hey, by the way, Perk, the serious stuff, though, don't give your guy Chris Greer a hall pass, man. This draft needs to be strong. You need to get something with three. You need to find something with one of those fours and one of those fives. They need guys to come in with those 10 picks. I don't want to see three guys on a practice squad and five or six guys on a 53 active and, like, most of them not playing. Those guys need to come in and get ready to start right away.
I agree 100%. You might need three starters out of this draft. I think you definitely need two starters, Joe. Your first and second round picks almost have to be starters, don't they? Whether it's guard and safety or whatever, they've almost got to be starters. And that third round pick has got to be a rotational player, a major contributor, because you've got so many holes to fill, and you need an infusion of youth. You need young talent on this team. You took so many 30-somethings over the last 2 years trying to get to the Super Bowl. You know, Calais and Shaq Barrett and OBJ and Marcus May and all of these guys, Jordan Poyer, a lot of them aren't going to be around. They were one-year fixes. You need to get something more sustainable. So that starts in the draft. Like you say, you've got to hit on these first three picks. You've got to hit on those, Joe.
Let me ask you, going back, because they've been giving me a hard time today, and I deserve it because I bought in year two last year. They had a chance to be a good team. I didn't know if they were going to be as good as the year before, where they won 11 games before what happened at the end of the year. But I thought they were still going to have a really good season last year. And, you know, Tua goes down. We're just in a situation right now. We almost have to, like, asking Tua to stay healthy for 17 games. It happened once. You just can't count on it anymore, right? You're with them. You gave them the money. You're all in on them. But you also have to put a priority on that backup quarterback.
Correct. If you go into this season thinking that Tua is going to be healthy for all 17, you're fooling yourself. You're living in a fantasy world. Nobody wants Tua to get injured, but you have to face the reality that in two of the last 3 years under Mike McDaniel, the guy has gotten injured. And so you have to think that there's a good chance it happens again. You cannot skimp on backup quarterback like you did last year. You've got to get somebody who can get you, keep you at 500 through four games. That's what I always say about a backup. Keep me at 500 through four games. After that, it's probably going to show why you're a backup quarterback in this league. But 500 through four games, let the rest of the team do the work after that, your receivers, your edge rushers, your corners, all your high-dollar guys. But I think Marcus Mariota is a quarterback who can do that for you.
All right, real quickly here, where is it on your priority list in this draft for a cover corner or free agency for a cover corner?
Ooh, yeah, that's
up
maybe
there.
Number three. You've got to get a quality safety and a quality guard. Look, you're not going to get two Pro Bowl safeties and two Pro Bowl guards, right?
No. You want
one quality guy and one guy who's an NFL caliber starter, right? Let's just be realistic here. So after you get that quality safety, that quality guard, you probably need the quality corner because, as we saw last year, especially with Buffalo, when Cam Smith was out there, right, they avoided Ramsey, they avoided Kogu, and they just peppered Cam Smith with Matt Hollins, of all people, just tearing him up. They will find that weakness. So Kendall Fuller was good at that role. You need somebody at his level or better. That's probably my number three. Well, actually, let me say number four after a backup quarterback also.
Yeah.
So a quality guard and quality safety – backup quarterback, and then the starting corner.
All right, and you agree with me. As good as the defense was last year, you can't have your starting safeties and a starting corner, three of them, not have an interception. That's hard to do. That's hard to do,
that's
right?
That's hard to do. The defense is kind of hard to read, Joe. You went 2 years ago with Javon Holland and Sean Elliott. You were number 10. Last year, you went with Deshaun Elliott and Jordan Poyer. You were number 4 in the league. You didn't produce enough turnovers either year, but you were still a good defense. So, you know, the priority of that safety position for me is a little bit hard to read. You definitely want one quality guy, but, I think you can get by with a Javon Holland caliber player and then some other guy. That's my read on that situation.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, too, and I know we got a lot of stuff, and I appreciate you coming on, Javon Holland. He's an interesting guy. He's got ridiculous talent. I believe in his talent. I do, but at the same time, you just look at the amount of plays of big time plays he made, and it's hard after the first one of the season against Jacksonville. There just wasn't a lot of them. There was a sack in there and some. Would you give him what he's going to get on the open market? Or I'm with Chris. I'd let him go.
Heck no. I'm letting him go. I don't think Javon is the impact player that Christian Wilkins or Rob Hunt were. You waited a year too late on Wilkins and Hunt. You should have locked them up a year earlier before they had that good final year and ran their price tag up. With Holland, I don't think that was the case. Holland is good, but he's not the impact player at his position that Wilkins and Hunt were. So, yeah, you hate to let the homegrown talent walk out the door, Joe, but at that price and for his impact, see you later. Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, Perk, always great having you, man. I appreciate it. A lot of good stuff today. I know there's a ton of things, so many positions. Boy, they got to fill them in, and some of them need to be upgrades for sure off of last year. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe.
All right, Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning a little bit. Steve Goldstein going to join us in this 8 o'clock hour. Goldie, man. Goldie, ain't nobody living better if you're a Panthers fan or Steve Goldstein right now. 6 straight wins. Outscored your opponents, 20-5 during this time. And just playing great and potentially going to have Marshan and also Kachuk ready to go for the playoffs. Oh, my God. You kidding me? Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something very serious to men out there. And I had such great results. I love telling everybody. It was a joke even at the wedding. I heard people, hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic, going to get you through the weekend. I go, hey, man, my energy level's good. I'm ready to go. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. And you'll like them, too, once you get back to South Florida. Call them. Man, if you're going through low T, which you know if you have it or not, your energy level's gone, you just notice that you're just tired all the time, even moody and grumpy and not sleeping well, that's all part of low T. And usually with it, you have ED, where if you're honest, your sex drive is gone or definitely not what it used to be like. It's a real hit-and-miss situation. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic can change that for you and do it quickly. A year ago, I went into Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had such great results, man. I was like a cheerleader after that. I put on a cheerleader outfit one day, man, just because, I got all the tests done, got that first appointment, didn't want to go. I did. I'm glad I did. The PSA test, met with their professionals, got on a program, and, man, I'm talking quickly. Everybody always asks me how quickly it start working. Pretty fast. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, a 7th on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. The most important is the first call you make to Atlantic Men's Clinic, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.